Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Young Black Muslima. You're listening to Regime Radio, and this is a community of blossoming humans in which sometimes I do answer questions and make you think about your potential to make change. But you already know, it's up to you. My answers are based off my experience and knowledge of self and understanding of my way of life, which is Islam. So believe me when I say I want for you what I want for myself. So today is the last installment of the Ramadan Rewind, and I just really wanted to, you know, prep for the next season by really just making sure I'm being more intentional about just really explaining where I'm at in my life. So before we get into the Ramadan Rewind, I just wanted to say, like, you know, living in Egypt, living, you know, in Muslim countries really helped me to understand what I need. And sometimes I need to take a step back and assess my life. Is it serving Allah? Is my intention clear? Am I making sure I am worshiping Allah with everything I'm doing and what I've been given? And for the last month and a half, I've been really reflecting on that. And how does that show up in everything that I do? So I've been really conscious about, okay, space, just space to think, space to reflect, and to really go full force, because I really spent a year on and off on social media, but really just mainly off, like not really being as into like the communication and, you know, just really in my own world and really just putting out what I feel like as far as like where I'm at in my deen and just like my process. And so reflecting on this Ramadan Rewind within the last week, I just want to say, like, the most beautiful, like, time I had, the most beautiful thing that I've ever did in any Ramadan I've ever celebrated was go to Jerusalem, which I talked about in the previous episode. But after that, you know, like, I really want to say, like, I grew so much, because within the grounds of Al-Aqsa, like, the actual compound, I was able to really connect with the Quran, you know, for what it is. And, you know, the Quran is alive, you know, subhanAllah. If any of you follow me on Instagram, you've heard that poem that I've recited, you know, just briefly on my IG. But really, it truly is alive in Palestine, in Jerusalem. And I felt so connected. And I never want to lose that, right? So really just reflecting on how I felt there and where I'm at now, connecting that, you know, this last installment of the Ramadan Rewind series, I know that if I didn't experience that, I wouldn't have realized what I needed, what I want, whether it has to do with my faith, whether it has to do with what I am seeking, you know, to learn from Allah, and what I'm just seeking to elevate in myself. And so really the experience I had was just that feeling of love and complete embracing. You know, Laylatul Qadr was so beautiful. The last, you know, 10 days were so beautiful. And that last week of Ramadan was so compelling for me to know, like, I'm a Muslim and I, inshallah, want to be a mu'min, and I have to strive for that. And if my environment is not providing me with the space to do that, I have to, you know, reclaim my heart, reclaim my space, reclaim my peace. And I want to say that that has been something I've been working on for the last month and a half. Tis why I have not been putting out episodes in, you know, timely fashion. But that is because I've been really, you know, intentional about where and when I want to do these things. And, you know, thanks to reading the book Atomic Habits, I've been really able to understand where my issue lies within that. And it's really about having the space and time to breathe and understand, what am I doing and why am I doing it? And every time I go into doing it, it needs to be intentional, because I do not want one shred of my being to be left out, but I also do not want one shred of my purpose to be left out, which is just to worship Allah. So I will say, like, the last week of Ramadan was so beautiful. Met some amazing sisters, went on a tour of Al-Aqsa with an amazing brother, a Philistine brother, you know, who showed and explained to us what every place on the Al-Aqsa compound, which is the whole mosque, is the compound, really, like, where is it from, you know? And the journey of being there, the understanding of wanting to, you know, just have been there when all of the prophets were together in Al-Aqsa was just such a yearning feeling. And to know that I, you know, was feeling so overwhelmed, I was feeling so, like, you know, deeply connected, but at the same time, you know, I felt like I didn't know what to do when I was leaving. And so leaving Al-Aqsa was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. It was like leaving Medina Munawwara for the first time. And it was also like a little bit of a relief, because the thing is, Al-Aqsa is like Jamal and Jalal, right? Like, it has that combination of Mecca and Medina in one place. But it was also like, wow, like, that was a blessing. Allah really blessed me with that experience. And I truly want to consistently be in a space to experience that and to acknowledge where I'm at, is to really understand what I need to do to get there. And that means all the time going, you know, going to the holy lands with purpose and with understanding. And every time I go, there's always a purpose, but understanding that this is my life now. And so when I reflect on Ramadan, it was just a beautiful closing of a chapter to start a new one with, how do I, as a Muslim, right, as a creative, as an artist, bring in all of these things that I've learned being a creative and an artist as a Muslim, worship Allah through all of these things, but mainly increase my ibadah, increase my understanding, ask Allah for guidance, you know, really just be completely delved into the process. And so there's some things I will be sharing with you in the coming months, but I definitely feel like this is a necessary rewind, and why it took so much time to do it is really just reflecting and being able to understand where I'm at and where I want to be. So I'm really grateful, and I'm just ready to, you know, continue on, and inshallah we make it to another Ramadan. It's so beautiful reflecting on Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. Like, I've never done this before, so I'm really grateful. It might be something I might do just as a part of post Ramadan. Obviously, this year I didn't, because I was just really focused and, you know, just trying to understand where I am and what I want to do. But I know now, like, the purposes that Allah has given me, and if I put more time into those things, you know, there's the only one purpose is to worship Him. But within those gifts, like, those things are ibadah. They're helping build my akhirah, right? So inshallah, you know, you'll hear more about it, and we can continue to grow together. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.